Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
One of the biggest questions for New York City parents as we enter the sixth week of remote learning, besides how am I going to get through this or why aren't teachers paid more, is how will the estimated 1 million public school students be prepared to advance to the next grade? Workloads have been changed or reduced. State tests have been canceled, and some kids have fared better than others when it comes to independently working on a screen, if they can get on a screen. Additionally, remote learning has underscored disparities in the student population, with lower income kids having fewer resources and parental support. Today, Mayor de Blasio announced the official grading guidelines for remote learning, and WNYC's education reporter Jessica Gould is here to get us up to speed. Jessica, thanks for being with us.
Hey, I can't tell you how excited I am to follow Jonathan Van Ness. It's a real honor for me.
He's a lovely, smart person, I have to say. You know,
I think love him.
He's quite wise. So there has been a lot of conversation and sort of buzz that New York could enact a pass-fail system. What's actually going to happen?
Yeah, so it's a version of that, but a little bit different. We just heard today from Mayor de Blasio and School Chancellor Carranza that they are going to be doing a few tiers of things. So for kindergartners through fifth graders, it's going to be meet standards or needs improvement. For middle schoolers, it's the same thing, but there's also going to be a category called in progress, which is for students who have kind of fallen off the radar or didn't have devices for a while. Maybe they got sick and they were absent. And then that category will also be available to high school students. But high school students generally will be given grades. They can opt to drop those grades from their GPA if they so choose for this semester. And overall, the message is no student is going to fail and students are going to get the help that they need.
So just for some clarity, if a child was to get a course in progress mark, what does that mean exactly?
Yeah, I had that question too. So what it means is that they just didn't hand in their work as they should have, so teachers can't identify whether or not they've met the expectations, whether they've learned what they need to learn. And the way that the school system is talking about this is it's less a message for students as it is for teachers in the upcoming grades to say, okay, these kids didn't get what they needed, so we have to meet them where they are. And that may take place over the summer, or it may take place in the fall to catch them up.
So how is summer school factoring into this plan?
That's a really good question. It's a question that I just asked the DOE about half an hour ago, and they don't have an answer yet. They wanted me to say, you know, we only decided that we were definitively closing schools for the year 2 weeks ago. But I think that it's a really difficult challenge because chances are kids are still going to need to be at home a lot. But students, parents, and teachers are all really burnt out. I don't think that the union is going to be in favor of extending school and work for these teachers who've been working so hard to reformat their lessons and to reach students. And I think there's a sense that kids need a break, but they also have a lot of catching up to do and they need something to do. We know that the summer jobs program right now is proposed to be canceled. It doesn't look like camps are happening, but we don't know. So there's a lot of uncertainty about that.
My guest is Jessica Gould, WNYC's education reporter. She is filling us in on the announcement today that the official grading guidelines have come out. So was there any sense of why they're going the route of pass-fail?
Yeah, well, it's not quite pass-fail,
not
right?
Quite, okay.
But yeah, especially
or nobody fail. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, nobody fails. There's a lot of consideration, it sounds like, for kids and the trauma they're facing, whether mm-hmm. it's the trauma of losing someone, whether it's the trauma of financial instability. A lot of kids are taking care of younger siblings and could have been sick themselves. So there's so many things. Plus, like, for some kids, this remote learning just isn't working for them. You know, it's not the way they learn best. It wouldn't be the way that I learn best, because I'm best, you know, in conversation, and I'm an audio learner. So it's just not ideal for a lot of kids. And I've been talking to kids who are like up all night stressed and then sleeping for much of the day and can't get their work done. So I know that there's a lot of consideration of that. But on the other side, there are teachers and there are families who are concerned about keeping kids sort of on point mm-hmm. and, you know, in a position to achieve. I was just talking to a parent named Lucas Liu, who is part of a group of parents who advocates for specialized schools, more specialized schools, as well as more gifted and talented programs and, you know, other improvements to the school system. And he felt like what they've done for high schoolers by keeping grades but making it no penalty or no harm is the right way to go. But this will make it harder for some students, particularly in middle school, who want to get into specialized high schools. The school system says that there's, you know, this won't be part of how screened admissions will work. Middle schools and high schools won't be able to take this piece of time into consideration. But for some parents and students, that feels like a loss of opportunity. So it's a real balancing act between the needs of students on different ends of the spectrum and different experiences during this time.
For you as an education reporter, what questions remain, or what do you think are perhaps the most important questions that still need to be answered about this?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are so many. Right now, I'm really concerned with the emotional health of students, mm-hmm. whether it's students who have had traumatic loss or students that I was just talking about who really aren't able to like click into this particular kind of learning. They're isolated. Some of them are at home in homes that are very unstable and are home more. So that's something I'm concerned about. I think that learning loss is a concern. As a parent myself, I'm concerned about screen time and how we're ever going to claw back the amount of screen time.
I'm with you on that one. I'm in that boat.
Yeah. So those are some of the things that I'm thinking about. I'm really worried about the summer as a parent and also as an education reporter, about how we're going to keep kids entertained and just, you know, it's so hard. It's such a loss to not have the outdoor space. And I don't know what that's going to look like in New York City this summer.
Well, we'll know you'll be on it, on the case. Jessica Gould is WNYC's education reporter. Jessica, thank you so much for sharing your reporting and getting us up to speed. We appreciate it.
Sure. Anytime. Thank you.